So good to be in the house of the Lord today. Amen.
Amen.
As we stand and get ready to praise our Lord, let's turn to our neighbor and say, God answers prayers.
There's no space that His love can't reach. There's no place where we can't find peace. There's no end to amazing grace. Take me in with Your arms spread wide. Take me in like an open child. Never let go, never leave my side. I am holding on to You. I am holding on to You. In the middle of the storm, I'm holding on. I am.
God is so good. Let's give him another hand clap of praise. You know, there's absolutely nothing that you're going through that God isn't there with you. Absolutely nothing. So all we have to do is learn to lean on Him. Because after all, He was redeemed for us. He redeemed us, and He died for us. He gave us a chance.
Seems like all I can see was the struggle. Haunted by ghosts that lived in my past. Bound up in shackles of all my failures. How long is this gonna last? Then You look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won. I am redeemed. You set me free. Shake off these heavy chains with every stain. No, I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. All my life I've been called unworthy. it. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains of every stain. No, I'm not who I used to be, because I don't have to be your man inside of me. His day is all letting go, because I've got a new name, new love, I'm not the same. And a hope that will carry me home. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. No, I'm not who I used to be. Oh God, I'm not who I used to be. Jesus, I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed.
Give the Lord another hand clap of praise for what he's done for us. He died on that cross so we can be redeemed, so one day we'll get to live with him forever. It's an amazing thing that he's done. So as we go through our life, let's remember to fall on our knees and pray to him. Pray hard that if you ever need anything, keep praying and don't give up. After all, he's an amazing God that will do anything for us because he loves us.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Our hearts were lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears redeemed. How precious death that grace appeared. He had us beneath. My thee, Son. Forbear to shine.
We bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we do thank you for allowing us to be able to have that opportunity to be redeemed and to live with you forever, Lord. Allow us, no matter what we're going through, to turn everything over to you through prayer, Lord, through faith and believing that you will take care of it. For there isn't anything we've done that you can't take care of. There isn't anything, if we ask, that you can't wipe away and make it be gone forever, Lord. Father, allow us to believe that in our hearts. Allow us to pray and pray some more when we need you. Lord, we thank you for all you're doing and what you will do in this church. We thank you for the blessings you've given us. Lord, continue to bless the church. Bless those that are here. And those that could not be here, Father, be with them, whether it be sickness, illness, or just not knowing you, Lord. Place your hand on them and bring the people here that need to be here, Lord. And we thank you for all that. We ask a special blessing over Pastor and the service today. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Just want to briefly highlight a couple announcements before we continue this time of worship this morning. If you'll notice with me on the back of your bulletin, there's a couple things that you'll want to make note of. And the first is Sunday, October the 15th. Please make note on your calendar that there will be a congregational meeting. We will have more details coming soon. Congregational meeting will happen immediately after the worship service on that Sunday. Also, the second annual Trunk or Treat will be held here at Trinity in the parking lot Sunday, October the 29th from 5 to 7. And so you can decorate your vehicle, pass out treats as the trick-or-treaters pass by. There are sign-up sheets and donation sheets are on the clipboards. And I believe those are in the fellowship hall unless someone else has them. So lastly, just make note of the other announcements, and as God leads, may you be involved, basically as the Lord leads. We're going to do something a little different here this morning. I'm going to ask Chris and Nate and Mike and Stephanie to come forward here, if you would, for a moment. We have been blessed, and this is not to exclude Nick or Jim at all. Please, I'm trying to think through this, but Nick, you bless us every week as well. Friends, we have been blessed.
I'm not sure that you
realize how blessed we have been. And so I'm going to just give the mic to Mike, and no pun intended there.
I dropped the mic. No. It's a real blessing to always be here with all of you, your friends, and a lot of our, some of you are family. All of you are family to us. We've been feeling really, really led. One of the things that Pastor had said last week, Pastor, if you remember, with the Kerwins that were here that are doing the ministry overseas, one of the things that he had mentioned, he says that a lot of things happened with Gitzenberg, you know. And one of the things that we have been really feeling led as a family to do is do a traveling music ministry. And what we want to do and what we're planning on doing is stepping back from the full-time praise and worship here. And we're going to do a full-time traveling ministry. But at the same time, I still am the leadership program here at Trinity. And with Pastor and everything, I'll still be here, and I'll still be honored to sometimes preach if you allow me to, and I think he said he would. Mm-hmm. And I'm not leaving as a member of the church or anything like that, But I guess I'm telling you that you'll still see us from time to time, and we'll still be, once in a while, we'll be playing music, but I just won't be doing it full time here, and we won't be doing it full time. But I tell you that, you know, with a saddened heart, because at the same time, it's scary to step out and do something for God. If any of you have ever done that, where you've taken a step of faith, it's scary. But I know that God is with us, and God can do it. And I really feel like that we can do a lot of good for a lot of people. So, and with God's help, maybe some other folks can be saved and get to know Him. So that's, our hearts are there, but our hearts are also with you, so it's a torn thing. So I just want to make you aware of what was going on. And we feel honored and blessed to have played all these years with you. So we thank you for that.
Anything else, you guys? All right. And as a small token of appreciation, this is from, and actually, there you go, bro. And so that is from the congregation. I want to do something a little different. And for those of you that know me very well, you will know that this is totally out of my comfort zone. I want to give you the opportunity to share with Mike, Seth, and Chris, and Nate how their ministry has blessed you. Come on, I hear it all the time. I hear it all the time. I'm going to give you the mic. I hear it all the time. And I think they step out and follow God's lead. They need to hear it from you.
I just want to say that when you minister with your music, your worship to God with us, that's what it is. It's a worship to the Lord. And you pull us into His presence in a beautiful way. And I know you see me back here, that you take me into His presence, and it's a beautiful blessing. And I will miss you dearly for that, but thank you so much in your walk with the Lord and as a family and everything. So thank you.
Okay. Someone else. Annalisa. Okay.
I just want to say that, you know, I've just felt, you know, the connection to the Lord through the music that you guys do sing here. And I knew it was, you know, especially so when Katie was just an infant. She, you know, infants, they don't like to sit through sermons and everything else, but she loved your music from about the time she was about 6 months on. And she would get excited when we walked into the church and she'd hear the music going, and she would clap and praise, and it just, you could just feel that warmth and God coming through you to my children and to me and everyone else here. And I just want to thank you for all that you've done.
Okay, thank you. Someone else. Lindsay.
I just want to kind of reiterate what everyone else has said, how your music has just pulled us closer in our praise and worship. And I've often said to myself before, I wish you guys had a CD. So we like your versions.
Amen. Someone else. Kim.
Okay, I have to say this. You guys have pushed me into that unknown zone of stepping forward, and I thank you. But I do have to admit, I miss singing with you guys. So thank you very much. You've taken me from here to up there. And I didn't feel that I was ready, but obviously Stephanie felt I was ready. So, but thank you. And I know you guys are going to be amazing. You're going to touch lives and bring people to God. I have no doubt in my mind. So, God bless you.
Yep. Okay, cool.
She doesn't have the same thing, because a lot of you already know our heart and my heart, that we care deeply about all of you. So, Cheryl, you've been a blessing. Everyone here has been a blessing to us. Thank you for that.
Someone else here. Here you go, bro.
As everyone knows, you guys are my biological family, as well as also spiritual brothers and sisters. It's exciting to see God working in Trinity, preparing you and sending you forth. And although I'm going to be sad to not see you guys up there every week, I know that you guys aren't leaving the church. We'll still see you. You'll still be our brothers and sisters in Christ, and my uncle and aunt and cousins. So I'm just really excited for you guys. You guys have done more for this church than you will probably ever know. God has done beautiful, marvelous things through each and every one of you. And always remember that. If in the future things change, we will welcome you back full time. And if God just pushes you guys through and you guys change the world through your music ministry, we support you 100% of the way, no matter what.
Amen. Someone else.
I'm going to step in real quick, Max.
Go for it.
I got a mic here. Some of you that may not know this, but I didn't pick up a banjo until they asked me to join them. I learned playing banjo up here, basically. And so they made me step out. They challenged me. I had a background in music, so it was a little bit easier, but they knew that I had a passion for music. And this has been a format for me to do that. And coming here Friday nights and practicing, it wasn't a practice like it was a chore. It was something that I love to do. So I'm really going to miss that. It saddens me, but I'm also very happy and just joyful for what you guys are doing. And you know, I'm going to be praying for you all the way along, and I just hope that what you're doing is just prospers. And I just thank you for, you know, being a part of my family. I look up to you, Mike, and just knowing that I can look to you for any sort of strength or anything that I'm going through. Just want to say thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick. Liz.
Okay, am I on? Okay. First, I want to thank you for the joy, the inspiration. You're not leaving, right? Okay, just making that clear. I know sitting back here, the wonder, the angelic voices, the joyful ministry in your words. I've enjoyed you so much, and I know you inspire my child, probably both of them, but John's silent. And I'm so thankful that you're not leaving, that you'll continue to be here, and just lots of stuff, okay? Lots of times, you know, don't be shy. Go on up there. Thanks so much.
Okay, couple more. Someone else here.
Everybody actually probably knows I'm a little shy, so which is weird because I'm up on stage. But we came to this church, gosh, how long has it been? 2005, 2006, after Mike's dad passed away. And we came from a church that, let's just put it this way, we needed to be here to heal our hearts. And I just want to say thank you to all of you very much for allowing us to heal and to heal ourselves through music and be able to just minister to all of you. And I think you all have given us a bigger gift than any gift we could have given you. It's been amazing. It would continue to be amazing because we're going to continue to outreach to those that are lost and hurt and need more hope in their lives. And again, it's a gift that you have all given us that we're able to go out in the world and give to others. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you very much for everything that all of you have done in allowing us to be part of your family.
Thanks. So let me tell you, like, a common morning getting ready for church. This guy yelling at me, Nate, get up. You got to get ready for church at 9 o'clock. her right there getting upset at her and him not wanting to get up and then complaining about it. But you know what? Even complaining about it and getting yelled at every morning, it's pretty great. We'll see about that. All of it's worth it, you know? Yeah, I'm here and I get to play music for all these people and for all these wonderful people. I've seen you guys for years. Like, I've seen Caleb grow up, man. You're like my brother, man. And Grandma and my Aunt Charlene and Greg and everything. Good luck on your degree, by the way. I saw you at college the other day. It's crazy. It's just ridiculous to know that I've been here for so long and get to see so many great people here. It's crazy. And yeah, it was annoying getting up in the morning. And it was annoying dealing with it, but you know, I'm going to miss it. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be really hard for me to not have to deal with that, even though I still have to deal with it, but not, you know. And I just ask that you wish me luck with, or wish us luck, I guess, Chris and I with college and Alex with their school, my parents with their life and our ministry, because the Lord knows it's going to be really difficult to move on from such a great church. So.
Okay. Let's give God a applause. What he's done. Let's just pray over Stephanie and Mike and Chris and Alex and Nate and friends. I'll tell you, I think that the church needs a sending organization. Now that comes at a cost. It comes at a price, and it's sweet, but that's what the church should be: to grow up people, God's kingdom, in places that we will never see, places that we will never. And that is our role here. However, we that which is comfortable, that which is familiar. And so pray to God for the Holcombs here as they step out and follow God's lead to where they may not even know where they are. So let's pray. If you feel comfortable, extend your hands and just bow our heads and hearts and pray. Gracious God, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for the blessing that the Holcombs have blessed us with over the years. We thank you for Stephanie, for Chris, for Alex, for Mike, and for Nate. And we pray that you would bless them, you would strengthen them, that you would give them your vision, your understanding, your guidance, and your direction. And Heavenly Lord, may you just allow them to continue to glorify you, to praise you, to honor you, and to usher others into your holy presence through the mode and the music. So, Father, we give you much praise. We give you many thanks for the blessing that they have blessed us with. And, Jesus, we pray that you would bless them without measure, just shaken and pushed down and running over without any comprehension that we may have. May you enlarge their borders and expand their territory. And may they serve you unwaveringly and with blessing in their heart. We love you, O Jesus, and we praise you in the honorable name of the risen Christ, we do pray. Amen. Let's now turn our attention to the hearing of God's word here this morning.
This will be a reading from Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 12. You can follow along with me in your pew Bibles, found on page 1505. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me take that speck out of your eye," when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet, and then turn and tear you to pieces. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone?
Or if he asks for a fish, we'll give him a snake. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. And for this sums up the law and the prophets. The word of God. At this time, Children's Church is now dismissed. And the ushers, will they please come forward to receive the offering?
When I close my eyes, I can see your glory. When I raise my hands, I can touch your face. When I bow my knees, I stand before you. And Christ is home in me. Wake my heart, show, prepare an entrance for your glory. Let my heart become a throne for you to dwell. When I need your Holy Spirit more than
blessings that you so graciously grant unto us each and every day. We've placed on your altar this morning just a part of those blessings, our gifts, our tithes, and our offerings, asking your blessing upon them. Bless them and multiply them into your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You may be seated. Change is difficult, friends. Change brings the unknown. Change brings the unfamiliar. It brings us to a place where our dependence upon God is heightened, our need for wisdom beyond this world is presented to us in ways that, in all honesty, we don't like to have to deal with. But sadly, part of life is included in change. The seasons change. Children change as they grow. We change. People change, whether for the good or for the bad. And so change is an inherent part of life. And so when we think about change and think about the church here at Trinity, we think about the unknown. We think about that which we many times don't have the answers to. But friends, God gives us a direction. He gives us a way. And sadly, too often times, I'm fearful that we are like an individual that prayed a prayer. He was a father, and he was leading his family in the time of prayerful devotions. And he began to pray about an individual in the community that was in desperate need. And so he and his family, his wife and their 7-year-old daughter were praying, and he began to list the needs of this individual. And then as the tears rolled down his wife's cheeks, he began to tell God exactly how God should meet these needs. And so when the prayer time was, you see, not everyone in the family was praying. The 7-year-old son, he got up when his father said amen, and he walked over to his father as his hand stretched out and said, "Dad, give me your wallet. I'll go answer your prayer right now." You know, they didn't laugh down the street either. I thought it was funny. I think the sad reality of it is face to face with what we don't like, and many times we pray in those same manners, and we pray about things, and we don't want it to cost us anything. We don't want it to put us in an uncomfortable position. We don't want us to have to sacrifice to have those prayers answered, and that's rough. You see, it's cheap grace when we pray about the needs of another individual, but it's costly grace when we actually put our feet to the pavement and we go and we meet those needs. You see, Jesus, in the text this morning, in the Sermon on the Mount, he gives us this formula. And sadly, in our day, it's a formula about love, friends. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. We know that as the golden rule. We know that as how we should treat people and doing unto them the way that we want them to interact with us. Sadly, we don't even do that well sometimes. Sadly, we apply the common golden rule of Jesus' day. And it sounded something like this. If you don't want people to be hateful towards you, then don't be hateful towards them. You see, I can have hate in my heart and not be hateful towards someone else. You see, what Jesus says in verse 12 of chapter 7 of the Gospel of Matthew is he says, do unto them, be loving unto them if you want them to be loving unto you. You see, he gives it in the positive. He gives it in the call to action mode. He doesn't let us off the hook so easily, because I can have hate in my heart for someone. I can have disdain in my heart for someone. I can be bitter against someone, and yet I can walk away if I am not called to do something and interact with them. You see, once again, here at the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus calls us to check our hearts. To check our hearts. Do unto them how you would want them to do unto you. You cannot fake being loving. You cannot fake being kind. You cannot fake being gracious. You cannot fake being joyful as you do it. And the interesting thing is that right before that verse, he gives us three participles. If you're wondering what a participle is, it's a word that ends with ing. And it means to constantly do something, to do it. Over and over and over and over and over again. Sadly, our world has conditioned us to be so negative in many different facets and many different venues that the only thing that we do over and over and over and over again is to be negative and not joyful. And so then when we think about the golden rule, we think, how am I supposed to love them when I don't even like myself? Because I'm negative. I don't like who I am. I don't like what I do. I don't like what I think. And yet Jesus says, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. See, it's all about love, friends. It's all about the gospel. And friends, the gospel is all about love. It's about that four-letter word that our culture has turned upside down and ripped apart, and it has done just a travesty to that word. We don't know what true love is anymore, because we think that we can show people love when we are selfish at heart and when we can do what we want to do and we can get away with it. And that's rough. You see, in verse 1 through 6, Jesus, he speaks about judging. And all this whole passage is about interpersonal relationships. And packed right in the center of this passage are three participles, and it speaks to the perseverance of you and me. And he says, ask, seek, and knock. See, I don't know about you, but many times in my world, in my life, there have been situations and occasions where I haven't really known how to interact and how to deal with another person. Anybody else been there? I've been there. I'll be there again. I can tell you time and time again, when I was in my office selling insurance there, somebody would call me up and they would read me the riot act. They would rip me up one side and down the other for nothing that I did. I did anything wrong. They had no reason for it. And what Jesus' prescription in those situations is to pray. He says, ask. And so what I would do is I would say, hey, can you hang on for a second? Put them on hold. And then I would utter a prayer and I would say, Jesus, I don't know what to do with this person. I need your wisdom. Give me your understanding. Allow me to connect to them. And I cannot remember a single time when I picked that phone back up where God did not intervene. Because, and friends, it was not about a supernatural thing. It was about my heart being changed. Ask. Seek. Knock. You see, it's almost as if it's in three steps and three phases. Jesus is saying, you, we need to ask God and we need to say, can I, Lord, can I do this thing? Can I go this place? Can I say this word? Can I act this way? And we need not to think that we can ask that once of God and then walk away and think he's going to answer it. We need to persevere and we need to have the perseverance that God prescribes here and we need to continue on asking. Can I? Can I? Can I? We think about sharing the gospel of love, and we need to ask God before we share it, can I, Lord, share this with this person? Sadly, sometimes we don't even pray. We just go out and say, hey, you know what? You're a convert. You need to be converted. And we don't pray. Then we scratch our heads, and we wonder why we get shot down all the time. Jesus said it. Don't throw your pearls amongst the swine. Don't give that which is sacred to the dogs. Oh. And he says, ask, ask, ask and ask again. And then secondly, he says, seek. And it's almost as if he's saying, we need to say, Lord, I need this. Will you answer this for me? So we have, can I do this? And then will you do this, Jesus? And when we seek him, his promise is that he will always be found. When we ask, his promise is that we will always receive. But many times, like the Apostle James, we ask and we do not receive because we ask for the wrong things. We ask God to give everybody all their needs, and we don't ask God to use us. How can we say we love one another if we don't meet their needs? How can we say that we love our brothers and sisters who are in desperate, dire situations when we are unwilling to open up our purses and pocketbooks? You see, in our meetings on Friday nights, we have had conversations about the whole Sermon on the Mount. And the main theme is this. This stuff's hard to preach. It is. Jesus doesn't mince any words. He gets right to the core. He gets right to the center of the matter of the issue, and he brings it home, and it's hard to preach because, quite frankly, friends, we all want to hear these feel-good messages of love and peace and harmony and all these things. That's what we want. But that only leads to disillusionment. Because I can't tell you how many Christians I've had to speak with them, and they say, you know what, the Bible says ask and I'll receive, and I'm not receiving. What's the matter with me? You're asking for the wrong things. You're asking amiss. You need to ask for wisdom to know how to deal with individuals that are difficult in your life, and you start there. Jesus, can I do this? Can I say that? Can I go here? And then we seek and we say, Lord, will you open this person's heart? Will you move in their very mind? Will you work in this situation? Oh God, I need you. Will you act on my behalf and grant me favor? And it's all an act of perseverance. And then Jesus doesn't stop there. He says, knock, and it will be open. I don't know if you've ever been there. I've been there. Where it seems as though you're beating on the doors of heaven. You have nothing else, nobody else. You have no financial resources. You have no place to go. And you are left with the situation of saying, I need, oh God, I need you now. I need you to act. I need you, oh Lord. And friends, the promise is this, is that when we have those difficult relationships, those difficult situations, those difficult times in our life, where we don't know what it is that we should do, we need to start by asking for God's wisdom. We need to then take the next step and say, Lord, will you work in this situation? Whatever your will is, oh God, let it be done. And then thirdly, we need to persevere and keep on knocking on the doors of heaven and saying, Jesus, this is what I need. You see, sometimes we think that we can do things in our own strength. Sometimes we think that we need to just give it all to God and walk away and let God handle it all. But see, prayer and practice, they must go together. You see, God wants to work through you and me just like he wants to work through other people. And we cannot separate prayer from practice. What we do, how we live, must be intertwined with prayer. So my challenge this morning is this, is to remember that sometimes it's not about the length of time. Sometimes it's about your heart. When Abraham Lincoln, when the Gettysburg battleground became a national cemetery, Abraham Lincoln was asked to speak, and Edward Everett was to give the dedication speech. And then Abraham Lincoln was asked to say a few words. Everett spoke eloquently for 1 hour and 57 minutes, and then he took the seat as the crowd roared its enthusiastic approval. Then Lincoln stood to his feet, slipped on steel spectacles, and began what we know today as the Gettysburg Address, poignant words that the world will never forget. The world will little note nor lone remember. And then he stopped. His talk had been so prayer-like it seemed almost inappropriate to applaud. And as Lincoln sat into his seat, John Young of the Philadelphia Press whispered, "Is that all?" You see, Lincoln's speech lasted a mere 2 minutes. And he answered, "Yes, that's all." And so John Young then said, "Are you sure that's all?" Lincoln said, "Yep, that's all." You see, don't underestimate 2 minutes in prayer. And don't confuse it and think you need to have 2 hours of action. Because sometimes 2 hours of action will be thwarted by 2 minutes of prayer. And so friends, as we move forward, I would covet you and your prayers to pray, asking God's direction, seeking his leading, and knocking for his will to be done. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your truth. And Lord, we thank you for these words. Heavenly Father, give us strength to ask. Give us leading and guidance to seek you. Give us perseverance to knock on the doors of heaven. And Father, we pray that your will would be done. Lord, as we deal with much change, we pray for your strength. We pray, Lord, that you would lead us, that you would grant us your wisdom. We pray for your understanding, and we pray that our hearts would reflect yours. As we seek you, Heavenly Father, we thank you, for we know that you will be found. As we knock, requesting for you to work in situations that we remember in our minds and hearts now, we thank you, Lord, for you want to hear and to answer. And we bless you now. We praise you in the honorable name of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen.
Everybody's got a story. a wound to be healed. One love in this beauty. And so I get so tired of holding on. Let go, I can't move on. One word in there's meaning here. How many times have you heard me cry out, God, please take this? How many times have you given me strength to just keep breathing? Oh, I need you. How many times have you heard me cry out? How many times have you given me strength? How many times have you heard me cry out, oh, please take this? How many times have you given me strength to just keep breathing? Oh, I need you, God, I need you now. Oh, I need you, God, I need you now. Need you now.
Friends, we all need God, all of us, in different areas of life, in different circumstances, in different things. There's one thing that remains the same for all of us, and it's that we need God. In those times, may we all ask, seek, and knock. May we look to the living Lord for His direction, His wisdom, His guidance, and His strength. May we go in peace. And before I close, I invite all of you to stop out into the fellowship hall and just to say a few kind words to Mike and Stephanie and Nate and Chris, because they have blessed us. They have blessed us beyond all measure. And I'm here to tell you, they have blessed us. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, may you and I depart in peace, and may we be found asking and seeking and knocking on the doors of heaven, looking for His will to be done in and through your life. May you go in peace. Amen.